can have a little fun on the Sabbath day. God said the Sabbath should be a delight, right? My trusty sidekick to help out as a visual aid today. But before I start the message, let's bow our heads for a second. Our Heavenly God, you are our true Master Shepherd. You are our loving Father, and our Savior sits at your right hand. And it is in his name that we ask for your deliverance for Dave Updegraff and your healing of his affliction and whatever issue he just had to deal with that came upon him suddenly here at services. We ask for your mercy and deliverance and healing, immediately delivering him from this pain and suffering and affliction. We are looking to you in this, and we put this in your hands, asking it in Jesus' name. Amen. Do we have any of us recognize yourself right there? Sometimes I do. The title of this message is The Sheep of My Pasture, Our Shepherd's Terms of Endearment. American author Richard Bach said, true love stories never have endings. And that is very true of the love story of which we are a part. Is that not true? In Ezekiel 34, verse 31, NIV says, you are my sheep. You are my sheep. The sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. The eternal God calls us his sheep. The New Living Translation says, you are my flock, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. God lays out for us right there through the words of Ezekiel how he views us, how he defines us as his flock, his sheep, his people. In Jeremiah chapter 3, as we were hearing earlier, the children of Israel were doing their own thing. They had a heart that was not connected to God. Even though he fed them with manna and everything else, he was, through the words of Jeremiah, saying to them, return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I am married to you. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I'll bring you to Zion, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart. I will give you shepherds according to my heart, according to God's heart. Shepherds who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. They will feed you with God's word of knowledge and understanding. In Jeremiah 31, verse 31, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, not like that covenant. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord, But this, verse 33, Jeremiah 31, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law in their hearts and write it. I'll put it in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will write my law in their minds and hearts, write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. No more shall every man say to his neighbor, and every man to his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. Totally different times than what we see around us today, right? This is a day when God says, behold, the day is coming when they will all know me. They will know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the eternal God. For I will forgive their iniquity. Even though they're wayward and sinful, God said, I'm a God of mercy. I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. I will not remember their sins anymore. With my sidekick here, I could not help but take a look at Psalms 23. When David wrote this as someone who was a shepherd and a carer, a caretaker of sheep, he knew what it meant to walk around and bring a flock of sheep to their pasture and feed them. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I won't be in want of anything because God is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me by the still waters. You know, sheep, they will shun flowing, moving water. That's why David understood that it was an important, profound fact that God will lead him by still waters as his shepherd. God is our shepherd. He restores my soul and leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Not because of who we are, but because of who he is. For his name's sake, because he's the almighty, all-powerful creator God who writes his laws in our hearts. Because of his spirit that we celebrate in a few short weeks here on the day of Pentecost. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, through a valley of deep darkness, other translations say, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are with me. And that's one of the things, did not God say to those in Israel when he was feeding them with the manna and the water from the rock and everything? He said, he told them through Moses, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. The staff just kindly and gently moves them in the direction they need to go. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It's interesting. I'll relate a little quick story here. We were at the feast in Wisconsin Dells one year, and I met a man in the congregation there who was a sheep herder. his trade, his living, was herding sheep, taking care of flocks of sheep. And he said, they're in Minnesota and Michigan, where he was watching the sheep. He said, there are wolves. I said, what do you do? How do you keep them away? He said, all I have to do is bring a few donkeys and let the donkeys hang out with the sheep. And the wolves will not come around the sheep because they're afraid of the donkeys can kick and throw a wolf quite a ways with their hind legs kicking away. I thought, wow, that's amazing. The donkeys protected his sheep. God led him to that understanding so he could be a successful shepherd of his flock. And David said, you anoint my head with oil. It's interesting that one of the blessings of sheep is the lanolin that's taken from their wool. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is Psalms 23. David the shepherd, the person who walked with sheep and guarded them and led them to green pastures, he's telling us he knows about eternal life way back then. I will dwell in God's house forever. He knew God's plans for eternal life. In Micah chapter 5, we have the section in verse 2, 3, and 4, where it describes our Messiah, the true shepherd. The true shepherd, our Messiah, chose to do his Father's will and become a lamb. Our shepherd became a lamb. And that's what we just celebrated on the last Holy Day season, right? Our shepherd became a lamb. Micah 5, verse 2, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one. Out of you, the one will come to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old and from everlasting. God gave the prophet Micah the insight to prophesy about the coming Messiah, the shepherd that God was going to send, whose goings forth were from of old, from everlasting. And it's interesting that in Revelation 5:5, this shepherd, this lamb, was also the lion. The lion chose to become a lamb. The lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelation 5:5. The lion of Judah chose to become a lamb so that he could do his Father's will and give his life for all God's creation. Therefore, Micah 5:3, therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth, and the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. Verse 4, and he shall stand and feed his flock. He shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord. How is our Savior feeding his flock as the shepherd? In the strength of his Father, God the Father, the Lord. In the majesty of the name of the Lord, his God. And they shall abide for now he will be great to the ends of the earth. And this one shall be peace. Micah 5, verse 4. This one shall be peace. And is that not what Jesus told us in John 14, 27? My peace I give to you. My peace I give to you. You know that sheep are innocent, defenseless. They're emotional. And they actually, I don't know if you can see it here, but they prefer smiling. They actually prefer smiling. But they are emotional. They're easily stressed. And they need a shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd. We need our good shepherd to show us the way, to lead us in green pastures beside still waters. And Jesus also said in John 20, verse 29, he told us that we have a special blessing. He said, you are blessed. He told that to Thomas when he asked Thomas to stick your finger here in my side to see what happened to me, what the Romans did to me. And he told them that you are blessed. Those of you who have not seen and believe what God did through him, those who have not seen and yet have believed have a special blessing. He said, you are blessed if you have believed, though you have not seen. Those are just a few lessons from one of God's wonderful creations that are very valuable to humankind. Enjoy the Sabbath as we share the communion of fellowship and food and snacks and God's Spirit as we look forward to this next wonderful holy day, celebrating the gift of His Spirit, His mind and heart within us through His Spirit. Happy Sabbath.